Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hey, thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast. The question today is, who is the boss? Over in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, Paul writes these words, "Don't sin by letting anger control you. Don't let the sun go down while you are still angry, for anger gives a foothold to the devil." That's just a big old mouthful right there. I don't know about you, but I have had plenty of time when I have indeed gone to bed and I was angry. You know, the thing is, when I think about anger, I think that oftentimes it's what's welled up inside of me that I've created, not something that I am looking towards somebody else. I bet you've been there before, where anger kind of wells up and it finds a home in your soul, and if we're not careful, we'll welcome it home. Rabbi Joseph Talushkin is the author of a really great book called The Book of Jewish Values, A Day-by-Day Guide to Ethical Living. Actually, I would suggest every believer work their way through that. In it, he offers a particularly useful piece of advice that will help you keep the peace or restore it once it's been lost, or once that you have surrendered it to the anger in your soul. Talushkin says, restrict the expression of your anger to the incident that provoked it. Be as critical or annoyed as you like. You know, think about that. Restrict the expression of your anger, he advises, to the incident that provoked it. Be as critical or annoyed as you like, but make sure your words remain focused on the incident that made you angry in the first place. If you do that, you'll probably not say anything permanently damaging to yourself or to another relationship. The rabbi is not telling us to ignore our anger or to stuff it in a box, but rather to put a leash on it. Think about that. I take my dog out not because I don't love him, not because I wish to manipulate him. I take him out there on a leash to protect him. Similarly, Paul tells the Ephesians in chapter 4, verse 26, be angry, but do not sin. So that means there's room in there for righteous anger. But that's a fine line, isn't it? Paul assumes we will get angry. The point is what we do with our anger. Do we control it, or does it control us? Paul also sets limits to our anger by saying we should never let the sun go down on it. In other words, don't go to bed angry. For some of us, anger has always been a problem. Getting it under control is a big, big deal. It's like trying to leash train a dog that's always been allowed to run wild. At first, the dog will strain and pull at the leash, pulling you down the street and barking at every other dog in sight. But if you're patient and persistent and know even a little bit about dogs, you'll eventually be able to train it to walk beside you. You can do something similar with your anger. Like when I pat my right or left thigh and say to Kirby, my dog, heel, he literally will slow down to my pace, and if I stop walking, he'll sit. But originally, he just ran like a wild man. If you have a hard time putting your anger on a leash, consider finding some help, maybe taking a course in anger management. But my strong encouragement would be find a true friend that would speak truth into your life so that they could give you an idea of to what degree is your anger impacting your relationships. I had to walk through that in my life. I spent most of my life a scrapper and a fighter as a kid. I got kicked out of Boy Scouts for fighting, for goodness sake. But you know what I've learned over the course of the time? That I'm the creator of my anger, which means I am the one that can tame that anger. And don't forget that another name for the Spirit of God is the Helper. It is through His help that I've been able to get my anger in a far better place, and it is in His help that you can as well. Ask the Lord today to guide you through the power of the Spirit of God as He helps you learn how to control your anger so that it no longer controls you. Let this be your prayer. God, today, would you forgive me for the ways I've let my anger control me? Today, Lord, would you teach me how to be angry without sinning? And guide me by the power of your Spirit that my heart, my soul could change, and I might walk and live and breathe more like you on this day. In the name of Jesus, amen. Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.